It can be an excruciating experience for someone to tell their family that they are gay or lesbian, perhaps especially so in a Latino family. Now there's a new public education campaign to help families that have that conversation and to raise the visibility of LGBT Latinos. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has that story.
Diana Beta lives on a quiet suburban cul-de-sac in the San Francisco Bay Area. She's a professional caterer, and she likes preparing a real spread for her visiting son, Joshua.
You have lamb shanks that have been roasted with vegetables, with a wine sauce.
Joshua is a 20-something political communication specialist. He and his mother enjoy retelling the story of a car ride they took just a few years ago.
You know, how do you start a conversation like this? But I just, you know, said, hey, Mom, I have something to tell you. I'm gay. And she told me that, you know, yes, yes, I know. I've known since you were five. I love you. Your father loves you. And we don't have a problem with it.
What Diana remembers is how nervous Joshua was.
I think you actually said, so you know I'm gay, right? And I remember thinking it's about time.
For the Abetas, having their son come out wasn't a big deal. But activists worry that for other gay and lesbian Latinos, their families aren't even ready for that conversation.
You know, there's a lot of young Latino LGBT people out there that are afraid to come out because of rejection from their churches, from their families, from their friends.
Catherine Pino, a Virginia-based communications consultant, is a co-creator of a public education campaign called Familia es Familia, or Family is Family. It has a bilingual website and uses social media to, among other things, help open the conversation about accepting LGBT people in Latino families.
So, you know, it may be difficult to discuss because Latinos care deeply about family relationships and they don't want to risk offending anyone.
Just listen to Samantha Moreno of Phoenix.
You know, I'm going to be with my girlfriend for 12 years in August.
Moreno is speaking in a video produced by a Los Angeles-based multimedia group called Cuéntame.
It's going to be 12 years in August since my dad's even said a word to her. Does that hurt? Yeah.
Moreno's painful story and others like it are linked to the Familia es Familia website. The campaign has been endorsed by more than 20 national Hispanic organizations. But is such a campaign necessary? Polls suggest that Latinos are far more tolerant than might be expected. Luis Lugo directs the Pew Research Center's Forum on Religion and Public Life. He says Latino views are in line with mainstream opinion, with a 2-to-1 majority saying they're okay with homosexuality.
There is a significant gap between first generation and second generation Latinos on this question. In fact, about a 15-point gap, with second generation Latinos being much more accepting of homosexuality in society than foreign-born Latinos.
Other polls show that even among Latino Catholics, a strong majority support legal recognition of same-sex marriage. But the same can't be said of Latino evangelicals. The Reverend Gabriel Salguero of New York directs the National Latino Evangelical Coalition, which promotes a traditional view of marriage.
But I do think that at the same time, we're not homophobic and we encourage civil discourse. So I think conversation is never a bad thing if at the very least you give each other the dignity of listening to each other, even if at the end of the day you disagree.
Agree or not, Catherine Pino says the Familia es Familia campaign isn't only about trying to change attitudes within the Latino community, but also broadening the awareness of existing LGBT groups.
You know, demographics are changing, and when you look out into, when you think about LGBT organizations, you really think about, you know, typical white LGBT guy, right? Or person, and there's just so many other LGBT people of color in this country.
And Pino says, ultimately, the campaign is about telling a new generation of LGBT Latinos that they are not alone. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.